weiß Bescheid.
Entende.
Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And it is Sunday, so you guys know what we do on Sundays. It is the motivation segment of the Digipreneur FM podcast. My name is Karan Rose, and I'm super, super happy that you have decided to tune in yet again from wherever in the world you are listening to this podcast from. Now, typically, I like to drop my Sunday podcasts bright and early. I had a two-week period where I relaxed. I didn't drop no podcasts on Sundays, and I just took it easy. And then today, I woke up with every intention to drop an episode. And the episode that I wanted to touch on today, this wasn't the one that I woke up saying, hey, I'm going to go and do this. But this one is going to be a pretty short episode. Short and spicy. We're going to keep it short and sweet today. And this came to me because throughout today, I did a couple things. I did a couple of fun things. So today was the very first time. Now, please don't laugh. Today was the first time that I actually went outside and picked a coconut off the tree myself and cut it open myself and poured me some fresh coconut water. This was the very first time. I've never done that. Usually, now, first things first, I only started drinking coconut water about 2018. I know you're going to be listening to this and being like, what? You only just started drinking coconut water the other day. Yes. I don't know. I'm weird when it comes to food and drink. I'm just weird. But I never used to drink coconut water. So I just started the other day, a couple years ago, and I've never actually picked it myself and cut it open myself. So I would usually buy it from wherever, right? Buy it from the vendors, buy it in the stores, wherever. But I've never picked it myself. So today was the very first time I did that. So while I did that this morning, I was like, wow, I just sat outside drinking my coconut water. I just relaxed and it hit me that, you know what, we are almost halfway through September. And while I was just, chilling on the patio, I picked up my phone and I'm just going through Instagram, drinking my water, going through Instagram. And I'm like, you know what, I've seen a couple of posts I liked. I've seen some I didn't like. And immediately the post that I did not like, I either removed the connection or the account that I was following, or I muted. And I thought to myself that, hey, you know what? This is a great time to audit my social media. And that is what I wanted to touch on today. Auditing your social media. How often are you auditing your social media accounts? I intentionally do it every 2 months. And if I see something, I've gotten into the habit that if I see something that is really off code for me, like if it's really just something that, you know, I don't want to see, or, you know, has nothing to do with me or doesn't align with anything that I'm doing, I've gotten into the habit of either muting it right away or deleting it right away. Like, I don't even wait until, you know, I kind of go through my routine, scan through social media and remove and stuff like that. I don't even wait. So that's something that I didn't used to do years ago. But I think maybe over the last 2 years, I've really tapped into that. And over the last 6 months, like now, I just don't even wait. Like if it's bothered me, I'm not commenting or nothing like that. I'm just removing or muting and I keep it moving, right? So how often are you doing that? Now, we spend a lot of time on social media, a lot. And depending on who you ask, they may tell you that it's a really bad thing. And it's exactly what is wrong with the world as we know it. I have a different sentiment. To me, I know I'm on social media for hours at a time, right? Whether it's business, whether it's for education, whatever, I know I'm on it. Social media is great. And I know that because I spend so much time per day on it, the key has now been to use it with the greatest of intentions. So trying not to get caught up in the mindless scrolling, you know, and I mean, if you are scrolling, you want to be scrolling and seeing the things that you want to, see. You don't want to just be seeing, you know, things that are going to have you, you know, depressed, angry, sad. You know, if you're seeing content that's triggering you in those, if it's triggering you, then for one, you got to check in with yourself and get to a place of understanding, you know, why you're being triggered, and two, remove it. Just straight up remove it, right? So this is where the conversation is going today: auditing your social media. So I ensure that I use social media to learn. That's the number one reason that I use social media. It's learning. Connecting and stuff like that is great, but social media, you literally have the world's knowledge at your fingertips. And social media does a great job, especially depending on the platform that you're using. Social media does a great way at giving you snippets of information that kind of get you into the door. And then when you click through, then you can choose to, you know, do further research and whatnot. But social media gives you just some really nice bite-sized pieces of information to get you started, and then you can kind of dive into it from there. So I use social media, number one, to learn. That is the greatest way for me to use social media, and I'm so thankful for it. And most recently, I've started to get into TikTok because of my friend. He started to show me. He's like, "Yo, I love TikTok for educational purposes." And I was like, at the time, I was like, TikTok for education? What are you, what is a joke? You learning how to dance? What are you learning? What are you learning on TikTok? And he's like, no. He's like, yo, people have figured out, businesses and people have figured out how to educate on TikTok because they've learned how to, you know, create a nice, short, punchy, value-based message on TikTok, equipped with all the little fancy things that TikTok does. And some of them are not fancy, but, you know, they give you these nice, good bits of information in a nice consumable package. And he's been sending me a ton of these videos or whatever. And I'm like, oh, wow, I think TikTok is better for learning than any other platform right now. So it's giving me this bite-sized information. And at that point, I can decide, you know, what to kind of dig in deeper on. So I love social media for that, right? I ensure that because my focus is to learn, I am going to constantly look for accounts for people who are going to teach me or motivate me, but in the specific topic I am focused on right then and there. So we know that, again, we have access to all this information. What you really want to be doing is to use social media to learn. You need to assess, you know, what are you trying to do right now? Are you trying to learn how to play the piano? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you trying to learn how to, you know, do graphic design? What are you trying to do right now in your life? Then, once you know what you're about, go and follow the accounts that are teaching in those different niches. Go and follow a bunch of accounts that are teaching in those respective niches. Because one of the number one ways to learn is to immerse yourself in the topic. And again, because we spend so much time on social media, just because, again, it's accessible, it's right on our phones, you know, we have the urge and nudge to go and check it. Make it useful. Make that time on social media count. So what I find is that anytime I'm doing something, if I'm learning something new, the first thing that I want to do is jump on Google, type in the respective topic or niche, and see the people and companies that come up. And then I would usually go and follow anybody that I find on the first page, right? Then I'll go check out their social media, do a quick scan. If it's good stuff, then I follow. And I ensure, and if it's really good, then I'm turning on post notifications so that way I can be notified every single time that that person or company puts out a piece of content and I follow along. And so what ends up happening is, again, the algorithm is there to be your friend. The algorithm is going to see exactly what you are following, and then it's going to serve you more of that information onto your timeline. People get so ticked off with social media, but the reality is that social media, you have control. You still have control. If you don't like what you are seeing, then start to take out the things that are bothering you. Take them out. And if you refuse to take them out, then again, there are some questions you need to ask yourself. Maybe you need to go and talk to somebody and get some help. And get your own help, because it's not social media. It's something that's deeper that's going on with you. And you may need to talk to somebody. So anytime you are seeing things that you don't want to see, the algorithm is only analyzing the things that you are already looking for, what you like, and serving it up for you. So if you don't like what's being shown to you, then as soon as you see a piece of content that doesn't agree with you, you want to hit the three dots, and this happens on any platform, and you could mute or tell the algorithm, hey, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this content anymore. So you need to be auditing. You need to be auditing your social media in real time. So it's not just the people you follow, but anytime that the algorithm serves you up something that you don't like, that you don't agree with, you want to be present right then and there to say, hey, I don't want to see this anymore. And that way the algorithm knows to tighten up, remove that out of the rotation, and they're not going to show you content like that again. Now, again, as you can imagine, I sat down drinking my coconut water and I'm going through everything and I am seeing things and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, this is really good information. You know, the algorithm is really working for me. And I think because I've been doing it for so long, I don't really get to see things that, you know, are out of whack. And if I do, let's just say I've been following somebody and, you know, maybe their mission has changed. Whatever they have going on in their life, they've changed the direction from when I first started to follow them. And that's quite all right. But if it doesn't agree with where I'm at right then and there, then I'm going to remove the connection and keep it moving. And this is something that you guys want to be doing as well. Muting and removing. And most importantly, it is okay to mute friends and family. It is okay to mute friends and family. If you don't want to remove them because you don't, you know, you still have to go see them at dinner time or on family, on holidays, that's no problem. But you can mute them. You can mute the posts, you can mute the stories, and you can mute anybody on any platform. So don't hesitate to mute friends and family. There, listen, there are a lot of friends and family that they don't have a business. They're not interested in business or interested in any of the things that you might be doing or I might be doing or what have you. And that's perfectly okay. And the things that they post, I have zero interest. As a matter of fact, it's probably things that I purposely don't want to see on any of the social media platforms. And that type of content could be coming from your friends and family. So yeah, do not be afraid to hit the mute button on your friends and family. So 2022 is less than 4 months away. And you really owe it to yourself to finish off strong. Whether that's in business or your personal life, we know that the pandemic is nowhere near done, unfortunately. And now is probably the best time to find a new hobby or learn a new skill. And there is no better way than getting your feet wet than, again, by a simple Google search, followed by checking out each of those niches that you are interested in on social media. So folks, again, this episode was going to be nice and short, but I thought it was a really good message because as I took my day and I went through each of my social media platforms and, you know, I added some new accounts for things that I'm interested in. I removed accounts that no longer held any value or interest to me. And I muted people that were creating content that just did not align with what I have going on right now. And I thought, you know what? Scrap the topic that I was going to talk about today, and let me just come out here and deliver this message because I know we all need to do it. And sometimes somebody just needs to come and remind you and say, hey, have you audited your social media this month? Are you exercising your right to mute and remove people from your social media channels? So this is your reminder. This is your reminder. Go through each of your social media platforms and begin either adding new accounts that are going to align with what you have going on right now, or remove people or, you know, brands or businesses that are creating content and putting out that just does not align with what you have going on. And again, if you're seeing content that is triggering you, whether, you know, it's getting upset or whether it's getting you sad, remove that content. Tell the algorithm exactly what you want to see, and the algorithm is going to do its best to put content in front of you that you are actually interested in. So that's it for me today. That's the episode for you guys today, and I hope this was a good message. Like I said, I want to keep it nice and short. Make sure you guys are auditing your social media channels. And don't forget, I hope if you are listening to Digipreneur FM and you've made it to the end, please, oh, please support the podcast by giving it a review, dropping a review as well. You guys can follow me on any social media platform. It's Karen Rose at every single social media platform. Or easiest thing is just type in Karen Rose on Google and you're going to see all of the websites and the social media channels and you guys can go and check out. That's it from me. I hope you guys and gals have a wonderful Sunday evening. Take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karen Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karen Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.